Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Strange, I think a very, very strange story popped up yesterday, and that is alleged ISIS members arrested in Johannesburg with stolen car, fake Rolex, Van Cleef jewelry. Now, look, I don't know what offends me more, is that they have ISIS links or that they were wearing fake Rolexes, or they had fake Rolexes and counterfeit Van Cleef and Arpels jewelry, because really, really, to bring that level of lack of class into South Africa, I don't know. Anyway, so this is Umar Akbar and Ryan Grobler were arrested in Johannesburg after police flagged a suspicious vehicle which didn't have number plates. Akbar's brother Mohammed is already in custody and was accused of being part of an ISIS-linked Sharia court targeting Ethiopian businesses. Now, what on earth is going on here? In order to help us to try and understand what that means, we are joined by Liron Sanders. He's the CEO of the Community Security Organization, the CSO, and somebody obviously very involved in making sure that our community is protected from these threats. Liron, good morning. Thank you for joining us. So several men allegedly linked to ISIS arrested in possession of a stolen vehicle and high-end fake jewelry. Just help me make sense of this. What's one got to do with the other?
I think to clarify, it's important that when people are arrested, they arrested with specific charges. So in this case, these two men were arrested with the stolen vehicle and obviously the other goods that go along with it that are presumed stolen, as far as I understand. What's very important is when someone gets arrested, there needs to be a charge brought against them. So the charge against these two guys is stolen goods.
Is the implication there that the charge, the whole stolen car, fake jewelry, is just a distraction?
Very possibly. Okay. Very, very possibly. What we've seen in a lot of cases is that when there is potential links to terrorism, the state and how they choose to prosecute them is very different across the board. So they can't necessarily charge them against terror charges because they may not have the evidence. They may assume that they linked, like in this case, it's assumed that they linked to ISIS, but they needed to charge them with something. So in this case, they're fortunate enough to charge them with stolen goods.
Oh, okay. So I shouldn't go down the rabbit hole of saying, well, or is it still relevant in the sense that we have seen before, and we've seen it in other parts of the world, Hezbollah's link to drug cartels. We've seen crime and terror. We saw it in Australia, actually, where the Iranians were allegedly, or according to the Australian government, paying criminals to undertake these terror acts. So we do see this link between terror and crime.
So I think each country has its own instance. I think here in South Africa, it's very unique. We're fortunate and unfortunate that we've got a high crime rate here in South Africa. For these guys, it's very lucrative. They can use crime as a funding mechanism.
Okay.
From my understanding and from my analysis, I strongly believe that a lot of their activities, or these guys, or this group of people's activities around criminal, and on the criminal side, is really there to fund whatever terror motives they may have.
Right. And when we hear that ISIS is in South Africa, this isn't the first headline we've seen. We've seen sporadic headlines like this. In fact, even this article refers to this guy's brother having been arrested. He's allegedly linked to ISIS. How prevalent is it? How dangerous is it? What is the what do we need to be concerned about? How big a problem is this?
So it's not a secret anymore that ISIS is operating within South Africa. We know they're in Mozambique as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a secret. The state's aware. The police are aware. I think the whole community is aware as well. What's important to understand is what is the potential impact it could have on us. Now, as I said earlier, like, South Africa is fortunate to have crime and unfortunate. The fortunate side is these type of groups will use crime to their benefit. So in my opinion, maybe they don't want to detriment the relationship, in inverted commas, they have with South Africa because it's supporting their long-term goals.
The bigger, bigger goals, right.
And it's not the first time we're speaking about it. I think I was here a few months ago with the Ethiopian businessman who was kidnapped.
And they've referred to it here as well.
And so from our understanding is the one guy who was arrested this week is the brother of one of the guys arrested in that crime. So they're probably all linked. They're all working together. From my understanding, that's what it looks like.
The fact that ISIS is here, which we know they are, does that necessarily mean that South Africa in of itself is in danger? Or could it be that it's a safe, in inverted commas, comfortable place for them to... do whatever they do in their planning.
If I knew that answer, I would be a lot more comfortable.
Right.
But look, I probably, at the current point in time, I think it's the latter. As we currently sit, it's a safe environment for them to operate and do what they need to do, which I think is a strong benefit for us as the community and us as South Africans. However, at some point in time, that can easily switch to the other. So currently, do I believe it's the latter? Probably. Do I really know the answer? Absolutely not. We just have to be cautious and aware.
So what does that mean? What does that mean for the CSO? You following these stories, you reading about these stories, you advising community. What does it mean for CSO? What does it mean for us as a community?
So look, for the CSO, it falls within our normal operating realm. As bizarre as that may sound, these are the type of things we look out for, we monitor, we follow the news all the time anyway. And it's not just local to South Africa. And I say not just local to South Africa because it's important we understand what's happening around the world and the precedent that the world's following, because generally these type of groups like to copy other groups.
Mm.
So we need to understand what's happening in the UK, France, Australia, America with these type of groups as well. So we do follow it a lot. As it sits for the community needs to carry on doing what they're doing, being vigilant and aware, and allow the CSO to operate and do what we do to keep you guys safe. That's really our responsibility. Our responsibility is to monitor it and provide you the safety and comfort to carry on with your daily life.
When you read an article like this, does it raise your anxiety level? Does it make you much more nervous? Does it make you less nervous because something is being done about it? What does it mean to you?
If you asked me 10 years ago, I'd probably be very anxious.
Because I'm going to say, you don't look very anxious, which is bothering me. It's like I'm making myself, I'm...
So it doesn't make me anxious personally, but this is what I deal with on a daily basis. This is my job. This is what I need to do. This is what I need to understand. If I'm anxious, then we've got problems.
Right.
I need to sit here and be calm and monitor these situations so that everyone else can feel anxious or feel what they're feeling, and I can give them the comfort they need to have. For us, is it a concern? Of course it's a concern. Is it a positive? Well, yes, two more people are arrested. For how long is the question? There's a lot of question marks around these types of stories that we ask, and that's for us to question and try analyze to see where it may land up.
Mm. Do you get official communication from government on this? I mean, do they, I don't mean you specifically, but would they send out an update aside from what we see in the news?
Maybe, but not to us.
Fair enough. Okay.
Look, I don't know how they work and who they communicate with, to be completely honest. But from our perspective, we do what we need to do in monitoring open source information, the news, and that's how we get our
information. That and putting all the information that's out there together to 100%. Say this is the picture or a trend.
We've got a very good team, and we can understand through news articles what it means, what are the implications, etc., and how to link them to other news articles to understand the deeper picture or the reading in between the lines from that.
Final question is, what's your message to community around this? How should people react? What would you like to see people do when they read an article like this?
So first of all, I think it's amazing that people are reading the articles, and I think it's important that they read the articles because they need to understand what's happening in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
What would I say to them to do? Ask us questions. If you're concerned, if you have thoughts, contact us. Give us the questions you have, and maybe we won't be able to give you the answers, but trust that we are doing everything we can do to keep you safe.
Mm.
But it's important to be aware of what's actually taking place in and around our country.
And that is where we leave it. It is 8:56. Leron Saunders, CEO of CSO.